Great White Buffalo. What a way to start it off.
I'm having a...
Welcome back, everybody, to the Lunchtime Threesome Podcast.
Ooh.
That's my radio voice.
I like it.
Welcome.
It is good.
How long do you think you'd be able to talk like that?
I could probably...
Without, like, forgetting.
I could do a 30-second commercial.
Oh, for sure. And I feel like you have that voice that people would pay millions for. I mean, like, wait, maybe not millions.
Yeah,
definitely good thousands of dollars. It just, I don't know. Maybe because I'm, yeah, it's like
it's stinging.
Oh yeah, solid.
The nostrils.
It's the beautiful sound of moose.
Welcome back, Jamie, from his.
Oh yeah,
I'm back.
He's back from the Maritimes.
Oh,
hey there, bud.
How was your little bus trip?
Did you go to PEI?
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, New Brunswick is
it was a lot of fun. I highly suggest it for anybody looking for a nice trip. What?
Did you play any golf?
What'd you say? No.
Wait, can you hear me?
No time.
Okay. I know they have some beautiful courses over there.
Oh, they must, dude.
They do. I just had no time. We're always doing something.
Always. Always on the run. He's busy, man. What do you want to do? Even when he's on vacation, he's not on vacation.
Yeah,
it's great because everybody wants to travel to Europe. Everyone wants to go on all inclusives, but like I've been to the Maritimes several times. It's like insanely beautiful.
I've never been.
That was my first time there.
Yeah,
I've never been anything. What, east of fucking Quebec City? Is that that?
Really?
That's more east than us,
bro. I've only been to Montreal East, bro.
Oh, I haven't been off the island.
Oh,
Marty P, bro.
Jeez,
that might offend a few people. Nah, whatever. What are you gonna do?
People. Marty P offended me.
I mean, me and Jamie pretty much spent our whole fucking day in the East End today.
Yeah, and that was too much.
Yeah, that was
my buddy's getting married from RDP, so that should be interesting.
Oh, that should be fun.
He's getting married in RDP?
No, our buddy from RDP.
Oh.
And I made the team. I made the team.
You did. Wow. Nice. Cool.
What team?
I mean, hey.
The Lisi wedding party team. Not the wedding party.
Oh, but... that wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should know. Yeah, I guess I'm in that one. So.
The face is right there in the invitation. There's Jamie. my wife's like, that's Jamie. I'm like, that's Jamie. Yes, it is.
Jamie. Right there. There he is.
Hopefully Marco's not tamed. Hopefully he takes that leash off.
That would be nice.
I can see. It would be nice. Alaska from my hoof.
Yeah, Alaska from my hoof.
My hoof. Oh man.
Sarah Palin.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have Jamie back here. It's nice to bounce a little couple ideas
nice,
off our other kids.
Nice to be back. Yeah. I missed everything. I missed the talk about the Habs.
The threesome's not
just missing out on the cup. Threesome. Everything.
Yeah. Oh man. It's
I
true.
Was gone for Fuck. A minute.
Yeah, we talked about how disappointing that was. But all in all, I mean, they overachieved, right? So you got to be happy with what they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, no, absolutely. It was insane.
Yeah. So we just ride the wave while it was there. So, whatever. But since then, I mean, I think we glanced over the Seattle shit, but there's been a lot of movement, man.
Yeah.
I feel like there's... I don't know if it's always like this, and it's just that it all happened in one day, but it seems like this year there was like everyone was going everywhere. No one was staying put.
No, it was one of the more busy ones that I.
Fuck. You cut in and out there, but I'm pretty sure it was more one of the more busy ones. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Sorry, my Wi-Fi again. Yeah. How it, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Did you put the tinfoil up today or
no?
Not yet. Well, look, certain things you got to do. But yeah, I mean. Getting back to free agency. I mean, one of the busiest ones I've ever seen for sure.
Moose loves those country jokes.
Oh yeah.
No, I was actually trying something else. I was trying the whole freeze thing. You guys can pick up on it.
Oh, I saw you. I saw you.
I didn't know that's what you were doing.
I was maneuvering the mouse over here. I was like, this motherfucker. I saw him like move his cheek, like this bastard. Just hates us.
No. But well, the Habs signed Thoreau. That's the most recent signing, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Habs signed a couple of people. Everyone pretty much since our, I'm pretty sure after we spoke last was the free agency day. Yeah. And they picked up what, Savard, Paquette,
Savard, yeah,
Hoffman.
Yep. Oh yeah. Well, let's get into that a bit.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a pretty sneaky little pickup.
No, I like their signings a lot.
Yep, they have 6,000 forwards now, wingers. I mean, so.
Yeah. Well, they lost. Stahl is gone. Perry's gone. How do we feel about that? Letting Perry?
I was so hurt by Perry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the Habs could have offered in the second year. Bergeron just didn't want to. I don't know.
You know what?
I don't because you can get. I don't know, man. Just like that. I feel like he was meshing well with the team. You know, like he's a good lock. But you know what? He's gonna be good anywhere he goes. Like that. He's a piece of shit, and people love to be on his team, but they hate to play against him.
Yeah.
I think it's like you said, I think he, at his age in his career, he's probably like, look, I need 2 years, man. Like, I'm this age.
Yeah.
I know I'm at the tail end of my career.
He wants to see his family, too.
It probably wasn't even a money thing. He just probably wanted.
It's not a. I don't think it's a money thing.
I mean, he's made bank, is he not?
Yeah, and he got bought out. He had an 8x8 deal, I'm pretty sure.
Let's check Corey Perry's net.
Check
worth.
It out. Oh, his net worth, dude. Like lived on the beach his whole life in California, you know. Yeah. Like, I think he would have stayed in Anaheim, but they ended up buying him out. So you can't stay with the team that buys you out. It's kind of weird. So he was good in Dallas last year. He was good in, went to the finals 2 years in a row and got clipped.
For $20 million. I'm not bad.
He's made $20 million. Oh, it's his net worth. No, check his contract. So pretty sure he's made some bank. Yeah. But while you look that up, there's even Dano that signed with
crazy
with the Kings. They have a decent little 1-2 punch there. Kopitar and Dano. I feel like because Dano could have given a bit more offense here, but he was also getting all the defensive shit. Yeah. With the Kings, he's going to be like second unit defensive shit because Kopitar's a beast.
You can't pay
no.
I know that type of third line.
For me, what gets me is well, I guess that's what got him there is the length.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, 6 years?
What's up with LA's rebuild now, though?
Well, I think they have some quite a bit of good players coming up. They have still, like, Byfield, too. Sucking old grandpa's old cough medicine, huh? What do you got there? Oh, a mic. Oh, my God. Wow. Just a six-pack, though.
Make the jokes. I don't care. It's delicious.
Nutritious, too. What are those 5%? 6%? What do they got inside those? Is it vodka or like malt?
No, this is not a malt. This is a real. I got it at the sack.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. It's okay. I'm a limo driver.
Sir, you can't go in there. What an idiot. I'm a limo driver.
Fell off the jetway again.
What a flawless film.
Dad, I bet you could watch it right now and you'd probably laugh at least 30.
Dude, I'd laugh the entire every scene because I know
what's coming. Money.
From intro to closure, like just the most flawless films.
Only get the essentials. Where's the booze?
What do I look like?
Bro.
Gets everything besides essentials and locks his motherfucking wallet.
That little paddle ball thing that he... Cowboy hat.
The 10-gallon hat with the two cases of beer and the... He has a little fan, I think. The little spinny fan in the beer case.
Cripes.
Stupid newspaper. What's
hey? I guess it's true what they say.
Although slow and dangerous behind the wheel. old people still do serve a purpose.
Don't you go dying on me.
Amazing. But yeah, going back to Perry, I don't know how we got there, but it's a wild roller coaster. To losing Corey Perry, I feel like they'll bounce back from that. Plus, even Dano too. I feel like Evans can jump into that spot too. And if they don't deal KK, then you're gonna see him taking big steps.
When do they give Paling a shot? A real shot.
He's gonna play. He's gonna play in the NHL. You have no choice now. Like,
fuck it. We're going on like 5 years now. What, he's 23?
See how he does. Yeah, 23, 24. See how he does. Now's the time. Just keep him in that fourth line center role all season long. Deal with it.
You think for a second he's coming into Montreal and playing center?
Well, he's going to have to somehow start somewhere and prove his abundance of wingers. Who the fuck, Even if he can get in on defense, because that's shit, a Montreal, see what he can do. But.
That's a Montreal special that they don't allow their centers to ever play center and make mistakes.
Yeah,
fix and learn.
It's because they play too defensive that they can't allow a young person, someone who's not ready.
Needs change.
Yeah, the style needs to change. That's why they got to get some guys who could score more goals. That's why the Hoffman signing is pretty interesting. Yeah.
I like Hoffman a lot.
I don't like him.
Why? Because his wife's a mean person.
You know, he's just always been that cocky, arrogant piece of shit. But it's a guy you want on your team, man. You want him sniping from the top circle on the power play.
He's gonna help the power play.
Yeah,
which is imagine him and Toffoli.
Yeah, oh, it's crazy. Yep.
Very true.
Caulfield on one like side, him on the other. Petrie at the top.
Insane, dude. Like, who knows? Who knows? Because especially if Toffoli delivers, well, let's say they both deliver 25 to 30 goals. We were talking about this earlier today. Like, that's a win there, dude.
No kidding.
You're paying, you know what I mean? You got 50 goals combined between guys you're not even spending $10 million on. So
you know whose contract I find looks really bad now?
Who?
Gallagher's.
Oh yeah, looking back now, eh? But
all of a sudden you have Toffoli at like 4.9, who does what he does, Hoffman at 4.5. Like, yeah.
And it was for 6 years, I think, no?
Like all these guys making something to do exactly what he's there to do, score.
Insane. But it's,
you
like,
know what I mean, like, I love him. I think if Shea does retire, I feel like you got to put him as captain, right? Like, he's,
yeah, especially now you're paying him to, like, he'll fucking put his body on the line. He's proven that time and time again.
Like we can agree it's either him or it's Petrie. Like, those are the only two, really.
Yeah, and Petrie's like just more of a guy, seems like he leads with his play, you know? Like,
yeah.
He doesn't seem like a guy that's like outspoken and stuff. He's more, give me the fucking puck. I'll show you what we're talking about. You know what I mean? Instead of rah, rah, rah in the dressing room. Gallagher's that little bulldog, though.
Yeah.
Gallagher seems like he'll fucking.
You think he stands up and he gives speeches and shit?
I think during this playoff run, it's like, hey, guys, wake the fuck up here. Let's go at certain times. You know what I mean? And they battled their whole way. There's got to be something that he. Oh. Fuck, that was nice.
They're not going to give it to a young guy. They're not going to slap it on like a Suzuki.
I mean, Gallagher, I don't know if you guys remember, Bergeron was talking about his contract and like he was literally crying. Talking about how. I swear to God, I don't know if we could find that clip, but he was.
I don't know how much I believe Mark Bergeron, though.
Why?
I feel like Mark Bergeron is a good actor. I like him. I
feel like he's just a guy's guy. Like, he'll do anything to improve his team. You know what I mean? I feel like he hasn't had free reign until that PK trade.
Yeah.
Molson was probably controlling everything he did, and then he's like, get rid of PK. He's probably like, look, either I go now. Or I make this deal and the team is mine now. You don't fucking, because since then he's just made every single move, whether it's good or bad, it's all been like big deals and like even chipping away, just getting pieces from everywhere. I feel like the only one, we circle back to this one, is the Drouin for Sergachev one. That's like,
it's a bad one though.
Because you know you haven't seen Drouin do what you thought he would. I mean, there's still time left in his deal, and if he does come back,
imagine Sergachev right now.
Yeah, he would look real, real nice.
Oh, would he ever? But he might not. You never know. Sergachev might not be the player he is because
he might not have
developed him right.
I was gonna say he might not have like. Look, he plays fucking with Hedman every single day.
Been so protected and
you know what I mean for sure. So it's the best place for him to like grow up.
Even like, if he would have been when here, he won the cup, he was on the third pairing this year, right? Like with Savard.
Crazy.
Like. He's coming here. He's playing first line minutes, and he's making mistakes
and shit.
And then fans are yelling at him. And...
Oh, what a crazy place to play! Fuck. Well, I guess we can hear. Oh, here's the list.
Like it's insane.
Oh yeah, who was it? Dougie Hamilton. It's true. I was gonna say who made that contract. He signed with.
He got what I thought he was gonna get.
Yeah. Nine and a half. I think 9 million.
I said,
or eight.
I said he would get over eight. He got 9.5.
He did, eh?
I said he would get
good for him.
Over eight, and he got 9.5.
Good for him. Get paid, brah.
You have to pay him that.
For sure.
Look at all the other players making that.
He's like he fucking puts up the most goals every single year on defense. Shoots like a motherfucker. Plays a lot of minutes. You know, he just broke his leg too. Remember? Not even a year ago.
Why on earth would you choose New Jersey though?
Maybe they were the only ones gonna bred him up. Like maybe teams were trying to lowball.
New Jersey. There's nothing.
Oh, the about pandemic, that, we can't pay you. And then New Jersey's there, like, hey, well, we have fucking $9 million a season on the table. He's like, I mean, for fuck's sake, everyone's offering me five and these guys are offering me nine. Like,
I mean, money talks, man.
Yeah, but yeah, eventually it's like, dude, I got to take care of me.
What a slap in the face, though, Carolina's offer was.
How much did they offer him?
6.5.
Because they're trying to get him on the cheap, right? And set the tone.
Okay.
If our best players
get him on the cheap. Get him on the cheap is like 7.9.
That's like, okay, we don't really want to sign you.
Don't slap him in the face. Like
to keep him there, they would have had to offer him at least eight.
They gotta pay Spetch too, right? So
he wasn't leaving for less than eight. If you're offering me 8x8, then I'll stay.
You think Dan, you said today you think Burr's got something cooking.
Yeah, I don't think he's done.
No.
I don't think we're done. I think we're far from done. And if he doesn't land a big fish, then he's gonna land a couple of little minnows. And then we're going to hang in and he's going to do his work throughout the season.
Minnows don't help.
Oh, they help. How do you think we got to the finals last year?
Minnows don't help.
There's no big fish.
You need a center.
You can get there. You just need a battle.
Yeah, but we lost Dano and Weber.
He could sling still a trade.
Dano and Weber missing is big.
There's fucking – yeah, no, don't tell me. I'm not saying it's not big, but you still got some players. I feel like Evans can play a huge role, man.
I think Evans can play a third-line center easily.
Huge role. If
he's
you need
just
got to
stay away from the concussions.
Yeah, like him, it's the head things.
The 4 years.
It's the head things. Yeah, that scares me. Sorry, Moose. What were you going to say?
No, I forget what I was going to say, but yeah. I was
Like offer sheet?
No, I was just basically saying the obvious that I feel like none of us really want to move like the Caulfields, the Romanoffs. All, you know.
I'd move Romanoff if it was right.
For the right piece.
I just would not move Caulfield and Suzuki. Those are the only two players I wouldn't move.
Agreed.
I really
everyone
like
else.
Romanoff, though, man. I really, Why? Really like Romanoff.
You like him? Yeah.
He's
like
a
him
puck
too,
mover,
if,
though. So, yeah.
If it takes him and KK and a first and Byron to get Eichel, bon voyage. Have fun in Buffalo.
Just imagine Romanoff when he's 25. You know, he's still young. Like. He's an aggressive player. Like
he's
aggressive
probably
player.
Probably going to be good.
Yeah. He hits hard. He's like a more skilled Emlyn.
But you got Caden Gooley coming too, eh?
So, and I'm telling you, he's not done. There's going to be a couple more pieces.
Yeah,
apparently they're in on like
brother, who's a big defenseman too.
He's a big boy. They're in on like, I saw like Bozak too, if worst case scenario. He's a good second, third line center. He can play up and down if he needs to. Now he's more of that third line center, but if you have him and Evan splitting those third, second line duties, with Suzuki playing first,
you got to throw KK in there too.
There you go. So like, KK will battle
two. They're not making – he's got to take a – if he's not traded, he's got to take a big step forward this year.
Yeah, it's his big year too, because then he's an RFA after. See, this year there's a
couple of big RFAs. No, he needs to get like 20 goals.
Oh, yeah. Who got – Kale McCarr got paid. Yeah, 20 goals for sure.
Yeah.
Mikhail McCarr got bred in. That's a defenseman that's worth the cash, dude. Like, he's just a fucking stud. Absolute stud.
You know what's funny? And, like, what do you get? 5 years? 5-6 years?
I think they got 5 years at 9 per.
In, like, 4 years, they're going to be laughing at that contract.
Next year, they're going to be like, laughing
at that contract. We got a deal.
Yeah, like, he's a horse, too.
Yeah,
He's going to be fantastic.
Like, he's going to win the Norris for like the next 4 years.
It's crazy. He's so dominant.
Adam Fox. Don't forget.
Another stud. Too.
He's going to get laughing.
He's laughing now because he set the tone. He's like, okay.
He's like, I'm a Norris. I won the Norris.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah.
I won the Norris. And now you got to pay me at least that.
He's going to have a big year this year.
Sometimes you see these young D's, they win the Norris and they fucking fall hard, man.
I don't think so, dude. He's legit.
What happened to Subban?
No, he is not Subban, though. Subban he's a gambler.
No,
but
no. Who said when they win the Norris, they fall hard?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sure.
So.
But.
Subban fell hard the year after he won the Norris.
Fox and McCarr are nothing like Subban.
Adam Fox. Dan laughed at me for picking him.
I did not. All I said was he needs a chance and look out. Because D'Angelo had fucking 60 points the year before.
D'Angelo just signed for $1 million.
Yeah. He still made his cash. It's just he's going to make it over a couple of years. But
like Rod the Bod's not going to.
Oh, it's true. He landed in Carolina.
Yeah, he's not going to put up with any of his bullshit.
Sneaky, sneaky pickup.
He's going to keep him in line.
I don't think you keep D'Angelo in line, man. I think he just does what he wants.
Yeah, I guess it's the off ice extracurricular stuff, no?
It's not even a drug thing. I don't think it's like
it's just like a
substance abuse. I think it's just who he is. Like some people is like
just like doesn't give a fuck.
Racist.
Yeah.
Racist
American.
Some racist allegations before the NHL when in the junior ranks. I read that somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, fuck, you can't argue with what he can do on the ice. So if they can get him to like cool that shit off the ice and he's all of a sudden what he was leading the power plant, then you pretty much just got Dougie Hamilton for $1 million.
I don't even know what you guys talked about last time. Speaking of all controversy, did you
tell us
the Logan Mailloux drafting? Did you
that hadn't happened yet?
No.
It's true. Yeah, the Habs drafted
do you guys think of that? Nice pick.
I mean, he should have went earlier, right? Because of what happened, he didn't go. Because he was supposed to be like a top 15 or something.
See, what was the point in drafting him?
Maybe they got a tip that someone was going to draft him.
There was no good to come from it.
But yeah, he's probably thinking, he's like, look, this will blow over in 2 weeks. You know, like it's over. Like they made a statement. I mean, the NHL made a statement.
Aside, maybe put everything
over,
aside.
It's over.
Like,
it's done.
I feel terrible for the girl. She doesn't deserve anything, right? So,
but why even mention her?
Say he's a perfect kid. Say he's a perfect kid now, and he's sorry for what he did, and all that.
They're going to change him.
He's going to go to a meeting.
They said that. Look, they're going to. We're going to. What are you going to do? They probably got a tip that someone was going to take him, and they took him.
Bob McKenzie had him ranked like 35th. Like he wasn't.
No.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because of what he did. Imagine if he didn't.
Okay, but he wasn't going to be a top 10 pick.
I mean, if he didn't have scandal around him already at 17 years old, who the fuck knows where Bob McKenzie puts him on the list? For sure, man. If it was just talent based.
I just think it goes.
I thought Bob McKenzie.
Go ahead, buddy.
I can't even tell you what Bob McKenzie.
I just said I thought Bob McKenzie was ranking him not based on everything, just on
that,
his skill.
That I don't know, but I'm saying it could be possible. I don't know. I'm not a junior. I'm not Pierre McGuire.
I saw one guy. I saw one guy ranked him like 16, 17, but like.
So it's like.
But like you have so many good players. Like, what's the difference between?
But how do you know there's so many good players? They haven't drafted good in the first round, and fucking, they're just like, fuck it. Let's just take the guy who was supposed to go 15 spots ahead of where we're taking
him. Caden Gooley. It looks like Caden Gooley is going to be the World Juniors captain.
Yeah. Okay. World Juniors, sick. Hopefully, he does his thing. But it's like, it's tough to assess what they're going to do now on him, you know? I think they have like 1 or 2 years left of Price, and that's it.
If I can add to the Mayu thing a little bit.
Please do, yeah.
Of depth to it. It goes to show that, unfortunately, even though the world is changing with all this cancel culture stuff and gay rights, women's rights, black rights, it's still the business side, the dirty side of this world. No one cares about that. It's sad.
Money.
He shouldn't be rewarded for what he did. But someone was going to draft him. And I'm not trying to say that that justifies the Habs drafting him,
but it does.
I mean, you could use a lot of adjectives and things to describe what he did. I think it's a piece of shit move that happened. Well, you could say he's young or not, but either way, it's going to follow him for sure through his career. That's guaranteed. He's going to get questioned.
I think his career is done before it started.
So
the worst thing the Habs did for him was drafting him.
Unfortunately, though, like that's just the business side. Like, you know, like it's shitty. It's shitty that that type of behavior gets rewarded. But you see it, you know, you see it with in all sports. You see guys in the NFL abusing their wives, beating their wives. You know,
like I said, people forget, man. Eventually, he's just going to become whatever the fuck his name is. And eventually, he'll just, his career is going to establish his play on the ice. Whether it's good or bad, it's going to establish who he is. Not.
You look at Patrick Kane, beat up a cab driver.
Yeah, okay. But when you think of Patrick Kane, that's the first thing you think of?
No.
No, he changed his legacy. He won three Stanley Cups.
Three.
You know what I mean? So it's like, are you really thinking of him slapping a cab driver? You know, it's like, no, you think of Patrick Kane, you think of silky mitts and 3 Stanley Cups and that sliding goal on his knees.
It's like the second or third thing I think of, though.
Okay, but it doesn't matter. Just he has time to define who he is. He's a young piece of shit who like knew he was going to get drafted in the first round and thought he was fucking cooler than everyone. And he did what he did. And look, yeah, I'm sure he regrets the fuck out of it now.
So it's like Ray Lewis.
It's over.
Ray Lewis, legit.
Yeah,
I think he regrets it for the wrong reasons.
Ray Lewis got caught. Like, literally, someone was murdered with a knife. And there were photos of Ray Lewis and his other football players getting out of a limousine covered in blood. And they went to an army surplus store just to buy knives because they were so messed up. They bought knives. There were photos of them full of blood. A lot of people say they murdered this guy, and yet nothing happened. You know, everything was just swept under the rug. So just a little, you know. So I know superstars.
How does that happen?
The double standard.
The OJ thing. The OJ effect. That was a different time.
Look at Aaron Hernandez. He was.
Yeah.
Aaron Hernandez was put away.
Yeah. Yeah, but he had to kill two other people to get put away.
Yeah, but they didn't know that until after.
Well, that's it.
But even to this day, some people are like, well, he did it because he's gay.
He killed a couple people.
And he was angry. That's why he did
it. Yeah.
Nothing to do with brain trauma. Like,
no, nothing to do with being hit in the head. Nothing to do with being hit in the head since he was 5 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Documented amount of CTE in his brain that they found so far in an athlete, a dead athlete.
That's crazy.
It was cement. It was his brainless cement.
Mush. Just yeah, like
he was,
done.
He was fucked up in the head. He wasn't thinking clearly ever.
No. Like a rabid dog.
At just any moment, he can do something stupid, pop off. That's crazy. It's crazy to think of. The pain he must have been going through, yeah. Too. It's crazy, man. Fuck.
He killed himself, didn't he?
Yeah. In the prison cell.
Yeah.
He killed himself because he knew that if he took his life, his family would get the money, get paid, basically get millions of dollars.
Yeah, but I think there was a clause that he couldn't, like, he had to die or something, but not like a suicide.
If he died by like some sort of a weird circumstance. Yeah, they'd
get, but not suicide. Like he would, his family would be, because he was still under invest doing the other trial for the other fucking, when he was in prison and all. That's crazy, man.
So he tied a rope around his neck and he put soap on the floor, so that if he changed his mind, then he would slip. You know, that means like you're planning. That's a plan.
Yeah, that's like, yeah. Even if I bail, I'm not bailing. I can't bail. That's a fucked up feeling. Yeah. Holy moly!
Sorry to get so deep
on you guys.
Well, but back to the Logan kid. I just think he's definitely sorry, but he's sorry for the wrong reasons. Not because he's not sorry for her. He's just sorry he got caught. Fucking up his career.
Yeah, he's sorry he got caught more than anything. But he'll learn. You're going to see when he's a little bit older and he'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But people are going to forget. People are going to forget. So
he's not going to forget. Ice will remind him every game.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But if he takes the right steps and he does the right things, then he could be huge or he could be nothing. Then you just cast away and that's it. What about you guys see this Evander Kane thing that's developing?
Yeah, what the hell is going on with that?
Evander Kane's pregnant wife came out and said that he's been betting on fucking hockey games and throwing games.
Like she said he's been betting on his own games and he's throwing the games on purpose. And
I find that hard to believe because it's very hard for one player to throw a game.
Well, yeah, that's what he said. And he said, I've had my best statistical season, like, in my career this year. Like, I haven't been throwing games. But he said, like she's sick.
Threw him underneath.
I don't know what happened. But he seems just like all these stories from me. Just
he's definitely like fucked up, though.
Degenerate fuck. Like, just like.
Yeah, he's definitely fucked up with all his, like, he's had claims of abuse and fucking.
That picture.
Time he was 18.
That picture of Bufflin there walking by him, giving him the finger, is just, it keeps resurfacing now. I keep seeing it. Just like seemed like looking back, I guess he was just hated everywhere.
Just that's another attitude guy. That's, you know,
that's like, I'm better.
Hoffman.
Bigger than the game.
Yeah. Like you think it's talent. It's more talent than anything that's taken him all the way. He just never, cause he had like, fuck, he was sick when he wanted to be.
Yeah.
You know, like, he'd fight, he'd hit, he'd score, he'd shoot a fuck ton, you know? But it's like, then he disappears for 20 games. But he was like, and then he landed some big money there in San Jose.
I don't understand these fucking athletes, man.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Like, you have your whole life set. You have your whole life set.
It's crazy to think about.
They just lose control, you know? They don't become hockey nerds. That's the hockey nerds that play 15 years and retire and they got money and then they do the TV contracts. A guy like Sidney Crosby.
Yeah, he just goes home and prays.
Sid? He goes home
for Crosby's a guy that's going to be a coach for Team Canada after he plays and he's going to be coaching. Like, he's going to hockey's going to, you know, because he did everything right.
Mario's going to pass the Penguins down to him.
Maybe.
I wouldn't be surprised if he owned the Penguins one day for sure. Insane. That's like the 1%. You know what I mean?
Watch him be like an absolute weirdo at home.
Sid?
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, like, he's probably still like a little kid, like a nerd.
Like sleeps awesome upside man. Down or something.
Oh, yeah. He's got some weird shit going on for sure. What else happened here? Oh, Suter. That's another guy I thought the Habs were going to be in on. Ryan Suter.
I thought he got a lot of money.
I thought he'd get a lot less than that. I thought he'd sign somewhere for like a million or 1.5 or something.
I was like, yeah, I was thinking 1.5, not fucking 4.
Jesus. On top of the bio money that he was.
Yeah, he's making $50 million for like the next 4 years.
That's insane, bro. How does that make sense?
They're just like, can I get some of that?
Well, yeah, so just give me a piece, dude. Like, even like Ovi resigned.
Not even a punishment for him. Like,
yeah. Hey, Ovi resigned.
He gets to get out of cold Minnesota and go to Dallas.
Yeah, I guess so. Minnesota. It's probably an upgrade for him, maybe. Minnesota.
Sure. Why not? Less taxes, everything.
Yeah, but who knows? Maybe it's just like a, you have to move your whole family and shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it sucks to move, but I bet he's could be worse. Could be going to like Columbus.
That's true.
Oh, brutal.
Speaking of Columbus, Werenski got breaded up.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, yeah. Did he ever? Like 9.25 or some shit? Holy like shit. A lot of cash, dude.
I think he deserves it.
Well, yeah, he's like, dude, you trade everyone. It's like, well, either pay me or I'm fucking gone. And
he's the next captain
for 4 years too. So it's like he's gonna make even more money after that. I think he's only 22. I think 22, 23.
They're gonna slap the C on him.
Yeah, yeah. Like, who else? Who have they had a captain? It was Foligno.
They have to, after everything he said. He's like, I'm a Blue Jacket.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's true.
He's the highest paid. They're gonna slap it on him.
I'm the only guy who stuck around. Like, he's sick though. Yeah. When he's healthy, he's sick. Just like, he doesn't put up too many points now because they suck.
Like I said, I think secretly Werenski makes Jones look better than he was.
I think Jones is good.
I think Jones is really good, but I think Werenski is just as good.
Yeah, no, I'm not arguing. Jones, game. I think he's better. I think he's better offensively, even Werenski.
Yeah,
Werenski is like he scored 20 goals. Almost.
Yeah, yeah, goals. Yeah.
Jones is really beastly defensively. But I think Werenski inflates Jones's stats.
Yeah, and he's gonna have to prove that in Chicago because they have nobody there on D.
Yeah, he's gonna play his brother.
He's gonna play, yeah, but he's gonna have to play it like 28 minutes a night. Earn that fucking bread.
He's just good lucky though. He's
if just he could stay healthy.
Flower.
Yeah, it's true. He said Flower signed on. Flower had got traded since we were last on. He got traded.
What a disrespect that is.
And he said he wouldn't play.
I find that so disrespectful what they did to him.
They didn't even let it. Yeah, apparently he found out about the trade on Twitter.
That's awful.
Like,
he just gives you a Vezina caliber season, brought you to the Stanley Cup, your first inaugural season. Like,
well, you won the Vezina. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this year, yeah.
But it's
but
like,
just like, wow. Give him a heads up. Say, hey, look, we traded you.
Or going nothing. To trade you, or
like even after it's done, he should hear from them first, not go read it on Twitter.
They're probably so pissed, like that they lost to the Habs. Like that play he made behind the net, basically
won guaranteed after. That was it for him. He's you like, that's so? It with that's this guy. Why? And I think they were like exploring trades last year, and then that happened. They're like, perfect, done.
This I think they're old. Gonna regret it.
Leonard's sick though.
I Leonard, like Leonard, but I don't think he's Fleury.
Dude, Leonard is a beast. If I this guy Leonard's can get a full guy. Season of healthy,
yeah,
his numbers have always been good.
He's that guy that they Leonard's, have to let him play. Like, they can't just not play him for 10 games and put him in.
Yeah, that's it. Like, the whole playoffs he missed. He came in that one game. Okay, he gave up a bunch of goals, but
why?
After that.
Why did he only come in? Why did they go with Fleury?
Well, I guess because he made the mistake, and you just got to stick with the goalie who got you there. Just go back to Fleury. But no, it's true. They won with, and then they went back to Fleury. Ridiculous.
I don't know. I just think they're gonna regret it. The last team that traded Fleury regretted it also.
Yeah.
Well,
I think
he's definitely getting older. Like, it's not a bad thing, but to get him. To trade him for nothing is
for horrendous. Nothing too. They got Bockvist.
Yeah, that's the bullshit in the whole match.
Like, they got Bockvist. They could have got him. Yeah, they got Bockvist in the trade.
They got zero.
Yeah, no, I think it was a late play. I'm pretty sure they got Bockvist.
Bockvist went to Columbus.
For who?
For Jones.
No.
Yes. For Fleury, it was absolutely zero. Full salary retained. That's it. Nothing.
Yeah, there's probably some animosity there for sure.
Nothing.
Yeah,
traded a Vezina winning goaltender for zero.
I mean, I'm just happy Leonard's there because I have, he's my keeper in fantasy, so I'm happy.
Yeah, I think he can have it. I don't know. I can't find it, but maybe you're right. And so Bockfist is in, you're saying he's in
Columbus.
Columbus now.
That also was a hefty trade.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It wasn't Bockfist. It was Mikael Hakkarainen. Sorry.
He went to Chicago? So there was a piece.
Yeah. It was the rights to some, but like still, he's a nobody, you know, like.
I didn't even see that. I thought it was
not even so. Bockfist went in the Seth Jones trade. You're right. I'm a fucking idiot. But
I found that a lot for Jones too.
Well, they got a lot for him. Like I think a first, a second.
That's what I'm saying. They got a first, a second. Bockfist is good.
He ran the power play in Chicago. Well, I guess time will tell.
That'll be nice for Renske and him playing.
They really wanted their guy, though. They really wanted Jones, so.
And yeah, they even brought in his brother just to get him.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's fucking, it's win-win for them, I guess. What happened? Ooh, Kraken revised deal for Grubauer. What happened?
That's strange.
That was a big signing, too. They signed Grubauer.
I thought Grubauer was the guy in Colorado, man. I guess not.
Well, he was, but I guess they didn't want to pay him $6 million.
Shit.
Like Landeskog ended up settling for $6 million or $6.5 million.
Yeah.
Forgot how much. Like nothing more than that.
I saw something that it would have been. I saw something that if Fleury wouldn't have been down to play in Chicago, Colorado traded for his rights or for like a third round pick or something.
But Colorado traded for what's his name? Kemper. Kemper's a beast, dude.
Yeah.
They got rid of a first round pick.
He's good. He's really good. And now he actually has a really good team playing in front of
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Kemper. Yeah, they got Kemper, dude. And he had good numbers in Arizona. Imagine what he's going to do with like a stacked team in front of him. And if they can limit the games he plays in the season, you know, that's a fucking sneaky fantasy.
There's a Vezina. If he stays healthy, there's a Vezina nominated goaltender next year.
Definitely,
that's a good draft pick in fantasy.
Deep. You'll get him deep because people forget that he fucking for sure. But I mean that's just solidifying look and on the cheap too, because he's a free agent after this year, too, I think. So if they like him, they'll keep him. And if he wants to stay there. You know, because it's always about like who, if there's a good fit, and they have to sign Nate after.
Yeah.
Like, what do you pay McKinnon? I don't know.
Oh, he's got to get 12.
I think if they want to keep him, I mean, they have has to be a, he has to be at least like he has to be the second highest paid player.
He's got to get 12.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot of cash. Or, you know, I think he takes a, well, it depends. Depends what they do in these next 2 years. Like, if they go to, let's say this year they go to Stanley Cup Finals and next year Stanley Cup or Conference Final, I think he stays.
I think
and he'll take a little bit less. If
they win the Cup, they'll blow it up. Start again.
No. If they win the Cup, they'll keep him for sure. They have Makar locked up.
No, but they'll keep, like, their core guys, but then, like, Landeskog will get traded. All these guys will get.
Yeah, but it'll be tough to trade. Actually, no, it won't be that tough to trade Landeskog, I don't think. There's even, what's his name? Rantanen's making 9, no?
Because they even signed him to 7 point something. Landeskog.
No, I think he's like 6.5, Landeskog.
I thought it was 7.
Or 6. But Rantanen's making 9.
Moose.
The Moose, baby. He's sick, man. So it's like, he has to be.
How do they afford all these players?
That's why. And they,
we have one player at 10 million and it's like, oh, we can't do anything else.
Yeah. Crazy.
I don't get it. How are all these freaking GMs Houdinis? Like all the guys, even I'm looking at Toronto and they brought in a couple more guys. I'm just like, how? At like $3 million a piece. I'm like, where do you get your money?
That's crazy, eh? Mikko Rantanen, $10 million.
Fucked up.
He's so good, man. He's probably one of my top players. Top favorite players in the league, man.
He's so smooth too.
It's Rantanen.
Huh.
See Rantanen, 10 million. cap hit 9.25. Makar salary cap hit 9 million. Landeskog cap hit 7 million. McKinnon cap hit 6.3. Eric Johnson cap hit 6.
What a joke that one is.
6 million. Samuel Girard 5 million. Burakovsky 4.9 million. Kadri 4.5. How the fuck? I don't understand. Where's? How can they have all these players at this point? Darcy Kemper 4.5. Taves. Oh, that's a good signing. That Devon Taves trade.
Yeah.
Fuck. He's good, man. So he's making 4 million. Wow.
What a fucking
team. You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, God.
What a team, though, man.
We have 10 million in Weber. Like, and then after that, we can't do anything because we have no money.
Yeah.
It's like, why, though? You look at every other team, they've got like $7, $8 million players.
Yeah. Like, but the core of their team, you know, they're all over 5 million, over 6 million.
They're laughing with McKinnon, but I mean, that's
6.3 McKinnon. Wow.
I'm fucking surprised they re-signed Landeskog, actually.
Yeah, so it was 7 million. He's 28. But he's been their captain for 10 years already.
Yeah, it was like his second season he got.
Second season he got the captain. And they were shit, too.
He was like 19. That's youngest insane. Captain ever.
He's had that lot of responsibility ever since.
Has Joe Sakic been there since then? Like, has he been there that long?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
What a GM.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it helps when you season. when you shit the bed and you land a guy like McKinnon, right? Like, it's hard.
He was named the GM on May 10th, 2013, so he was already captain when he came in. He's sick. So he's going into his 10th year overall in the organization's front office. Okay. But I think he's been GM for like nine. This is not eighth or ninth season.
Nuts.
I think he was there to draft McKinnon. I would assume.
What an easy pick though. Like it's.
They won a lottery.
Even when Montreal finally had a good top three pick, like they drafted KK. Like he's good.
Yeah.
But he's not like a team changer.
Well, not right now. He's
not a generational talent.
No, not right now. He's not.
He's never going to be generational. He's not going to be McDavid McKinnon.
No, I mean, no. Okay. But those players only come around. Yeah, you're right. Okay. He's not going to be generational. But everyone, you know that coming out of the womb.
But like, you know, but you got Draisaitl who went third overall. You know what I mean? Like, he's pretty fucking good.
He's a beast. He's better than
Kotkaniemi.
He's a beast. Yeah, and like
you've had a lot of good guys go third overall, like that have changed teams.
for sure, you're not wrong.
Even I know he's never going to be like phenomenal. Like he'll be really, really good. But Brady Tkachuk, I think, is going to change Ottawa. Like you can already tell how good he is.
Yeah, he's a big dominant forward too.
So dominant.
He's gonna have the captaincy probably already as soon as this year, if not yeah. next year.
I agree.
Like with him leading the way up front and Shabbat still leading the way at D.
Like right now, you offer me that to redo that draft, I'm taking him.
Yeah, because he went what right after?
Yep. And there was that. Remember that lady that when they drafted Kotkaniemi, her face was like with the glass.
Yeah. Kisa?
Yeah. Because he was supposed to go like ninth overall. That's why you don't draft for need.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to say that looking back. Well, what if we get Eichel, though? What if we somehow swindle that? It's huge talk.
Fantastic, but I don't
he
know.
He still needs a neck surgery, though.
I don't know if I want him.
You don't want him?
Depends
what you got to give up, right?
Like, I find he looks like a dickhead.
He probably is a little piece of shit. But you need a guy like that.
I feel like no one likes him. I feel like no one likes him.
I feel like he'd come here and he'd be like a god.
I'm shaky about Eichel myself.
It's because he's been locked up in Buffalo.
It's I'd rather offer sheet somebody like Pettersson or Matthew Tkachuk. Or
I don't. I disagree. I don't want Pettersson.
Tkachuk, I'm scared of Pettersson.
He's so fragile.
Pettersson's more fragile than what's his
That's
name?
What I'm saying. Pettersson's even more fragile.
Yeah, I'd take Eichel over Pettersson.
Yeah, me too.
Eichel's bigger too. He's dominant. You know he could be dominant.
You have to give up less for Pettersson, but I mean, it's...
Well, not necessarily, because, like, to offer sheet him, you got to sign him to, like, that $10 million range, and then that's, like, 2 firsts, 2 seconds, a third.
That's true.
That light just blinded me. Fuck.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
You know what I mean? You don't just get to sign him. You lose all those picks, depending on how much you sign him for.
They should have went and got Braden Point.
Yeah, him too. He got breaded up.
Should have fucking offer sheeted him for $10 million, $10.5 million.
They're fine again, Tampa. They're more than okay again.
It's crazy.
They got those three guys. They have Kucherov, Vasilevsky, and Point all signed at $9.5 million. The same deals. They all took $9.5 million, eight years to stay there. Because it's fucking, you know what I mean? Just like, it's the most perfect place to play. Now they're going to be good still for a long time.
Stamkos is going in the next 2 years.
Stamkos is gone. What they should do is trade him now and just get it over with.
While he still has some kind of value.
Yeah, make Hedman the captain for the rest of his days, like Nick Lindstrom.
Yeah.
And then Sergachev will pass the torch to Sergachev. And then they'll still be good. Because they'll have Point and Kucherov and Vasilevsky.
Yeah, but even Sergachev, he's not going to stay there.
He will eventually.
They can't keep him. Sergachev's going to be making $9 million one day.
Not if he's, yeah, one day, but not if he's protected and you only have to sign him next year and he only has a decent year. Then you pay him. Yeah. You see if he'll take a longer deal.
Six.
At $5 million or something.
Six,
you know?
Six for six.
Six by six. Let's start there and see what you can do. You're not 9.5, clearly, because 9.5 are the go-to guys here. Yeah. You know, so.
No, I know what you mean. It's just, I don't know. I just don't get how the Habs can swindle a deal. I don't think that Buffalo wants to give up Eichel for just scraps, right?
No, not for scraps, but eventually, if the guy doesn't want to play there, you got to take what you can get.
Realistically, if you're Kevin Adams and Mark Bergevin calls you and says, "Hey, I'll give you Kotkaniemi, Romanov, a first, and Byron," you saying yes right away? I'm not.
No. I'm not running to say yes. That's for sure.
And then when the second you say, "Well, give me Caulfield instead of Romanov," and he says, "Fuck you." Okay, give me Suzuki, a first, and Byron.
I wonder if they
No, fuck you. Suzuki's off the table.
Suzuki's off the table, yeah.
Like,
no, that's crazy.
He's already said it. He goes, we're not trading Suzuki and Caulfield, which I wouldn't want
him to. Totally agree with it. Couldn't agree more.
I don't think Buffalo should accept Kotkaniemi, a first.
And
Romanov.
Well, it depends. How desperate are they?
They're not that desperate, clearly. It would have been accepted already.
Oh, I don't know. You know, you just never know at the end of the day how they're feeling, how the whole organization is feeling about it. So
listen, he can't stay there forever, especially now that his like agents came out and sent that.
Yeah, what's that about?
Email.
What's that about? I get it, but like, can you do that? Is that not like tampering or some shit? Like, I don't know.
It's not tampering. Player is allowed to say he's angry.
Yeah, and I guess you can ask for a trade at any time or whatever, maybe.
He already did ask for a trade.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. It's not like he's saying he's been talking to other teams or something.
But like, you look at Kevin Adams and he's like, oh, like, well, he's a Buffalo Sabre and I'm okay to bring him back. You don't want to bring that back.
No, dude, come on.
It just brings a cancer to your room. Like,
for sure. Nobody wants that. That's not good for anybody.
No, you don't want, I don't think he'll be playing for Buffalo at the beginning of next season.
Oh, that's only time will tell, but like we can go over just the, I don't know. I feel like, Who has enough space for him? I feel like we can clear
LA has
a lot of space, and apparently they asked for like their young stud that can't remember what his name is, Turcotte.
Oh yeah. And they have Byfield too, who is like,
oh, sorry, it's Byfield. They asked for Byfield and LA.
Yeah, I don't think LA was ready to move on from, but they didn't have even seen him play yet. You know what I mean? He's gonna be good too, imagine. If he can come up and be a good centerman or with the no and dude,
look, they're set.
They're set. That's what I'm saying. Turcotte's
a center.
Dano.
Yeah.
Fucking one of the best.
Yeah, they're going to trade Dano in 3 years when these guys are up there.
Okay. If they do, they do. You know what I mean? Rob Blake, he's just like.
He's just going to take away minutes from Kopitar for the next couple of years.
Yeah. I think they got a defenseman too.
Yeah.
To play with Doughty. I think they got someone else. Can't remember who. Is that where Suter signed or no?
No. He signed in Dallas.
Oh, Dallas. It's true, yeah.
You know what contract I was really surprised by, and if I found that he got a lot of money, was Alec Martinez.
Yeah, he got what, 5.25, or something like that? 5.25.
Oh, he got like 6 something.
No, I think he got 5.25 times like 3 years. I think that's really what you have to pay that kind of defenseman.
Thought it was 6, because I was like, fuck, if he's making 6, no shit Dougie Hamilton's going to make 9.
Yeah. Like Petrie's making 6.
Who?
Petrie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, if you want to base a $6 million defenseman, Petrie does a lot.
You can't pay that guy anywhere near 6. He's good.
He's good.
He's useful, but he's not 6 or 5.5. They have
Shea Theodore, who does a lot. He's so good. Petrangelo.
That's the one that hurts me when I look back at that draft.
Shea Theodore?
Picking Michael McCarron right before Shea Theodore.
Yeah, look, when it's always hindsight's always 20/20 when you look back. It's just it's never what you want it to be.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's pretty much all I had about hockey, boys. What about you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be more like
same
as the next couple of weeks start to unfold. There's still free agents out there. So, like I said before, even we could hang up here and then tomorrow you're going to see fucking, you know, a couple of guys are going to move and the Habs will pick up Eichel. So, and then Jamie's not going to be happy, but then he's going to buy Eichel jersey eventually.
No, I'm not going to be. It depends what we give up.
Yeah, look, no, it always obviously always depends what you give up, because
I just find he looks like an asshole.
I mean, looks and what he can do on the ice. We see what he can do on the ice. Like he makes the game look effortless.
It's a win if he can stay healthy, because he's the best player that's going to be in the trade. So
yeah, and he's good. Like he'll play against Matthews a lot. They like to do that little back and forth. They always play well against each other.
Yeah,
two soft centermen. You know, like
too fragile.
Two big body centermen that are soft.
He's clearly very talented. He's making $10 million a year. Like, there's definitely no doubt about it. He's one of the best centers if he's healthy. But he's always not healthy.
I know. Super unhealthy.
But what are you making fun of over there?
No, I was commenting on the types of players they are.
Yeah, they both like to ride the bone once in a while. But that's part of their game, man. They're just perimeter players, but they fucking shoot the puck like magicians.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like
in the league.
Michael's another one. Exactly. He's another one of those guys that's just like when he shoots it, doesn't even look like he's going to shoot it. And before you know it, it's already like off the bar, inside bar and down.
He just sauces it. Looks like he's doing a saucer pass. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Comes out at 100 miles per hour.
So imagine how good the Habs would look with like Eichel one center, 1A and Suzuki 1B, you know?
But like Montreal doesn't really have the players to play at.
Well, Eichel's. Now like they can put a Toffoli with Eichel or Toffoli with Suzuki Hoffman. And a Caulfield with Eichel and a Hoffman. You have Anderson too, plays with speed.
Is Eichel fast?
He's sneaky fast. Like it doesn't even look like he's skating, but like
you think Anderson would play well with him?
Anderson's a beast. He'll just play well with anyone because he'll go and get the puck for them. And if you can get the puck for Eichel, it's like, geez, just put it on my stick, dude. Anywhere in the slot, and it's in the back of the net. You know?
There's been a lot of hate on Anderson, saying, like, he's inconsistent. I like Anderson.
But you know what I mean? Hustle never goes away. Like, the talent can the goals can come and go. But if he's hustling all the time, it's just like, that's what you pay for.
Yep.
He's just like never going to take a shift off. Even if he's going to make a bad pass, he's going to hit three guys, you know, on the way by. So
he's going to get it back. He's going to try to at least.
He's going to try to at least. He's not just going to give it away and then skate flop to the around. Bench. Yeah. Yeah. You could say that for him. There's not many guys in the league that are. Dude, a fucking spider just went. Oh my God.
On my hands again then.
Is that a mini panic attack?
You want me to come slap it again?
Fuck. I feel like it's inside me. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Real quick way to end it right here. Moose, did you watch Ted Lasso?
I watched the first episode of the third season, I believe. I haven't watched the second one.
Second season.
It's so funny.
I can't wait to watch it.
I need to watch this show.
You're on the second season or the first season?
Well, I've watched everything that they have so far. And then when I messaged you, because they're only showing one show at a time, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Of the second. I watched the first one of the newest season.
Okay.
So funny.
I haven't seen any of it. I'm ready to ingest all of it.
He's so like cringy, over the top, nice. It's funny.
Michael Scott.
I love style. his little like. Well, back where I'm from, we call that an Alabama swinger. Like his little like.
Yeah. His little saying.
Like, they made me laugh.
I like his little mustache.
I always thought tea was just gonna taste like brown, dirty water. And
I was right.
Just super nice.
No, thank you.
it's definitely on the must-watch list.
I'm on daddy, no energy mode right now.
We just all got right, through.
We'll let you go, dodos.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll just remind everyone to check us out on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Take a look at Lunchtime Threesome Pod. We post pictures from every episode. Give you a little context. Go ahead.
Should I have special ops to play us out?
Oh, yeah.
Check us out, everyone. Listen to us. We're cool guys.
Ready to go. See you next time.